state.
So throughout the war, you're working for the American Hawaiian Steamship Company.
They operated the ships.
They operated the ships.
Yeah.
Okay. But you mentioned that you were also a naval reservist.
I...
Were you...
Yes.
Were you acting as a naval reservist?
No.
Or?
No, I was inactive.
You were inactive.
Inactive.
So you were never called into...
I was never...
Active duty?
I... Well, that's another story. I was on a ship in Boston during the war, and a civilian came aboard who said he was from the Navy. He was working for the Navy, and he tried to recruit me as a naval officer. And he stayed as long, like you did, he stayed for an hour or more. And he tried to talk me into getting off that ship and joining the Navy, and I wouldn't go.
What was your choice behind not going?
Well, it was voluntary, mm-hmm. and I was, I didn't like the rigid routine of the military. I'd much rather stay with the informality of the merchant marine, and so I did. But that was probably a mistake.
Why?
It's a good thing, a great asset, to have government service behind you. And I couldn't see that.
Is that advice you would give to all American citizens, that you serve your government?
I would give that advice to anyone who asked for it.
Government service or military service, or just any?
Well, in that particular circumstance, that was military service.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say any person who was interested in going into the government, yeah, by all means, do so. In those days, I wouldn't do it under Obama because it's much too prejudicial. But I think government service is great to have behind you, partly because of the pension mm-hmm. and the other advantages.
Are you considered a war veteran?
Oh, yes.
You are?
Yep. Oh, I'll show you something here. It's a private... I'm also a member of the American Legion, which is like the VFW, mm-hmm. Veterans of World War.
Thank you.